Good morning. You could have a deadly disease and not even know it. Take a free online risk assessment today, and it could identify that disease and help you save your life. Today is Diabetes Alert Day, designated to raise awareness about this killer disease and to encourage New Mexicans to find out if they're at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. That's according to Chris Lucero.
Well, the most important thing is type 2 diabetes can be delayed or even prevented. It's really important that individuals get screened, have conversations with their providers about their risk for developing diabetes.
Lucero is New Mexico Department of Health Diabetes Prevention and Control Program Director. He quotes DOH estimates that show hundreds of thousands of New Mexican adults are walking, talking, ticking time bombs.
One in five are not aware of that condition. There's another estimated 620,000 New Mexican adults that have prediabetes, which is actually a condition that precedes type 2 diabetes. 4 out of 5 persons with prediabetes are unaware of their condition.
Early diagnosis of diabetes is critical to successful treatment and delaying or preventing some of its complications, such as heart disease, blindness, kidney disease, stroke, amputation, and death. According to Department of Health Secretary Lynn Gallagher, higher body weight increases risk for type 2 diabetes for everyone, so does being 40 or older. Not getting any or enough daily exercise also adds another dangerous risk factor. Lucero says doing the online risk assessment takes only a couple of minutes. You can go to facebook.com/NMDOH, or for more information, go to diabetesnm.org. Your safety and well-being are threatened by yet something else today, but this danger is completely preventable. Wildfires. The National Weather Service in Midland predicts southwest winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour and higher today. That, along with dry conditions and temperatures in the 70s, will elevate the risk of wildland grass fires, according to Lee County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeff Broom.
We had the same weather patterns that we had in 2011. At about this time frame in 2011, we had already burned 66,000 acres. Right now, we're right at 2,400 acres so far this year, but that's only with a total of about 7 calls. 2011, we had 38 calls by this time.
Broom says today Lee County is under a fire weather watch, a high wind advisory, and a red flag warning. What conditions lead to a red flag day?
Anything over 25 miles an hour of wind. Your humidity is going to be less than 10%.
To protect yourself and your property under today's conditions, Hobbs Fire Chief Manny Gomez wants everyone to avoid starting outdoor fires. Watch for fires and smoke, report them immediately. And if you are a smoker, don't smoke outside your vehicle at any time during a fire weather watch. The red flag warning and high wind advisory expire at 8 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. I'm Dawn Morgan. You're up to date on KZOR and Kix 103. Good morning. Where there's smoke, there's fire, even when the fire is hundreds of miles away. Heavy smoke that looked like fog shrouded southeast New Mexico and West Texas Tuesday. The acrid smell had local residents wondering, where's the fire? Turns out, southern wind shifted to the north overnight and funneled smoke from massive wildfires raging out of control in northwestern Texas. 4 people are dead following the large wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. Gray County officials say 3 of the men were trying to save cattle when flames killed them on Monday night. Amarillo Globe News reports a 4th man was found dead near his abandoned car in Lipscomb County. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Local fire officials said on Tuesday that the smoke, even from a distant fire, could be deadly, especially for those with any kind of COPD or other type of asthmatic or respiratory problems. Hobbs Fire Chief Manny Gomez advised those who were strongly affected to stay indoors.
Maintain and stay indoors pretty much careful not to be out there in the yard too long.
There was still a strong smoke presence on Tuesday midday. Hobbs Fire Chief Manny Gomez said he received information indicating that wildfire was only about 5% contained.
There was 2 fires that were about 100 miles apart that have exceeded combined over 100,000 acres and 77 square miles.
Gomez said that so far Lee County has not been asked to lend manpower or other resources to help fight the big blaze, but does stand ready to do so. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez says state lawmakers focus on meaningless bills, such as establishing the official state dance, may force her to call a special session. The Republican governor told KZYN Kix 103 News on Tuesday that she is disappointed in all of the state lawmakers.
They have two responsibilities by the Constitution, and that is to pass a balanced, responsible, reasonable budget. And the other one is to confirm any recommendations for regents, for the universities, and for the boards and commissions.
Governor Martinez is disappointed that the Democrat-led legislature presented her with a budget that asks for $150 million in tax increases for the families of New Mexico. Will she sign it?
I do not intend to sign the tax increases at all.
Instead, the governor plans to call a special legislative session for the legislators to address only the budget. She says that session will be sooner rather than later. In the meantime, the governor and her staff plan to look at possibly shutting down some state services and furloughing some state government employees until the budget crisis is fixed. I'm Dawn Morgan. You're up to date with KZYN Kix 103 News.